Hello, Aaron.
Hello. Who's this?
Hi. Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, yeah. Good.
Hi. Yeah. I got
an
inquiry.
Like, mm.
Yeah, no, I saw that you filled out the form on our site and you were wanting to be contacted, but I'm not sure what it was regarding.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was a business. My
okay.
Tree business. Yeah. Let me hold on one.
Okay.
1 second. I'm just putting you. Hello?
Hello.
What the heck? Why is this not? Sorry, I'm trying to.
No problem.
What the heck? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm trying to set up this. Connect my earbuds because I'm so I can be hands-free. I'm cooking right now, but it's regarding a tree site that I have.
I see that. I looked up at your company, and I see that you have Golden Heart Tree Service. You have a website and a Facebook. Where are you located?
I'm in Wasilla, Alaska.
Oh, okay. Wasilla, Alaska. And how did you find out about Local Splash?
A buddy of mine told me about it. He's in Fairbanks.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah.
So we could definitely help you because I can see based on the information that, you know, I'm looking up that you have a fairly weak internet presence, you know, because other than that website and the Facebook, there's not really much out there for you. So what we specialize in is to optimize your business to show on the very first page of the search results so that when people are looking that happens. I mean, a lot of people think that because they create a Google business page that they'll automatically be there.
Yeah,
and of course, you know that it takes hundreds of hours of programming, content creation. That's okay.
Sorry. My earbuds have just decided to connect finally.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
Okay. Yeah. So, I was going to tell you it takes hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks to get a business on the first page. So that's what we specialize in, is to make sure that we put you in front of potential clients that are looking to hire you at the time that they need you. Google calls that a micro moment, okay? So how long have you been in business?
I started in Fairbanks in 2020.
Okay.
And 2020. It's just a small business, you know. I was working for a utility company.
Mm-hmm.
And then I left that utility and I was just doing small jobs, you know, that's just pretty much what I specialize in, small stuff, doing stuff on the weekend, you know.
Okay.
Not trying to grow big, fast or anything. I'm sorry, hold on.
Okay, no problem. They don't like it when daddy's on the phone, huh?
Yeah, that one. She's having a tough day today.
Oh, how old is she?
She's about to be one.
Oh, yep.
But yeah, so I haven't been in business that long.
Okay.
And
so since you started in 2020, you're going to qualify for the new in-business rate, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular pricing. And it'll set everything at a flat rate month-to-month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment will be $398. Okay, and what that's going to include is not only your first page listing on Google and Bing, but also all of the popular directories that are in your area, as well as the programming into the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Yeah.
Right? So that's a different search result altogether, okay? So once we program you into the mobile platform, now you'll come up from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on, okay? And then we're going to program you in, or I should say, because we're a premier partner to Google, Google allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. So it's really cool. I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but if you search for something on Google, next time you go on your Facebook, there's usually ads popping up for that exact thing that you were just looking for, okay? So that doesn't happen by accident. There's companies that are running those ads. So we would make sure that the same thing happens with you. If they're searching for anything related to tree service, when they go on their news feed, they'll see that ad for your business coming up on Facebook. And this program comes with a detailed tracking system. Okay, and that's going to give you the ability to see the new clients that you receive. You'll also see which keywords they typed in to find you. Okay, so being that this is a month-to-month program, Aaron, is it something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot, and that way you can see how well it works?
Yeah, definitely.
I'm excited.
I mean,
for
right now it's like the dead time of tree work and everything. I do snow plowing also.
Also does snow plowing.
Yeah, so I was thinking about possibly waiting a couple months to do it, you know, because nobody's getting tree work done right now.
So
like even the companies that
I want to let you know that first of all, should you decide to move forward, it's not like we can flip a switch and a million calls start flooding in. Industry standard for first page placement takes 90 days. We're a premier partner to Google, so we do it in only 30 to 45 days. So I just had somebody, you know, sign up earlier today where their season didn't start till March, but they had to start the optimization now so that they're on the first page in March, right? Also, you're not married to the keywords that we put you in. So let's say that you want to start right now since it's cold outside and have keywords relating to snow plowing, right? Then once the tree service season ramps up, you call us and we'll modify the keywords to focus on the tree service. Okay, that way you're getting the most bang for your buck. And then we also offer seasonal holds. So let's say that, you know, next winter it comes around and you just figure like, hey, I really, you know, want to go off season for a couple of months and just do my snow plowing on my own. You also have the option of calling in and stopping the billing for those months. And then when it reinstates for you, you go right back to the month-to-month programming. So you wouldn't have to pay for the service during months that you're not using it.
Is there like an email you can send me all this information?
Mm-hmm, of course.
Read it over and all the prices, everything.
Yep.
And then, yeah. I think you have my email.
I do. I think you put it on the form. So I'll send it to you. And then when does tree season start typically there for you?
Springtime.
Springtime. Oh, okay. So it's probably maybe around March or April then?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I'll send this out to you, and then you can look over the different packages and whatnot, and if I don't hear back, I'll probably follow up sometime next week then, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Oh, you're very welcome, Aaron. No problem. It was nice talking to you. Do you have any other questions for me right now?
No, it just sounds like it, you know, if I'm up there on the list, I'm like, it sounds like I'll be like, dang, I don't even know if I have enough to even do that much work, you know what I mean?
So the nice thing is that we will help you with that, because let's say that it's trending that you get 18 to 25 new jobs each month, and maybe that's biting off more than you could chew. You could call in and have us pace the business that's coming in. You know, sometimes people call us and they say, look, all I want is 5 to 7 jobs, or all I want is 7 to 10 jobs, but I want them to be a luxury high-end client that's willing to spend a top dollar for a quality service, as opposed to someone that's out there price shopping, right? So how we would hone in and focus on that demographic is by the keywords that we put them in. Then sometimes they grow and they expand and they call us 6 months later and they say, look, I want to open the floodgates and take on anything and everything that comes my way. So when that happens, we'll focus on volume. Okay, so I don't want you to think that we're going to just put you up there and cross our fingers and hope that it works. We'll make sure that we're working with you as a marketing team to make sure that you're always achieving that high return on investment.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
So, and hopefully I can find people to just do it for me, run the business for me too.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes that takes time, you know. I mean, that probably won't happen overnight either, but, you know, that's the nice thing is as you're growing and you're pacing, you can always call in and have us modify the keywords as you go. That way, you know, you're not taking off or biting off more than you can chew, so to speak, right?
Yeah, yeah. Eventually, I don't want to have to do it. I just want to collect
run it. Yeah, yeah. I have a lot of people that do that. Yep. I have a guy that I recently signed up. He's running 3 businesses like that, and he doesn't really go out and do the actual legwork on any of them. He's just like the owner and behind the scenes, but he has complete crews and complete staff that runs everything, you know, which is really nice.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm in the valley. Mm-hmm. There's just so many people here. It's insane. I moved here last fall, and, you know, I was snow plowing in Fairbanks, and I did tree work in Fairbanks, and I worked for the utility there, so I didn't try to go out and get work, but, you know, every now and then people would give me a call for a tree job. I'll go in, I bid high, I don't want to do it for cheap, you know, make a good pay over the weekend, and then snow plowing was pretty good every year, just residential stuff, but then I come here and I'm like, there's no snow, and then I'm like, man, this sucks, you know, I want to plow some snow, make some money, and then these storms hit, and just in a matter of just like in an hour, my whole day is full. I'm like, holy. And then just going around, and after snow plowing here, now I realize how many people are here, and it's just insane. There's so many people here that, and there's not that many businesses. There are tree businesses here, but a lot of them are kind of, I mean, I don't know them. They're not, like, I'm IBEW, you know, tree worker, power line tree trimmer, trained and everything, went through actual real training,
mm-hmm.
studied and everything, and a lot of the, some people just have worked around trees or private, and then, they open their own business, whatever, but I'm actually qualified. And,
yeah, and that's something that we can really promote for you online too, because if you're qualified and you have industry expertise and you're going to blow those guys away in your performance, anything that you have that would set you apart, we can put that right up on your Google listing. So we can, you know, if you have a logo or pictures, examples of services, we will promote that you're a trusted business in the community with, you know, X amount of years of industry expertise. And all of that is going to help you, you know what I mean, to get a better return on investment too.
Okay. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, my buddy Dave Cesar told me about it, about local Slack.
Dave, who is it?
Kazarek.
Oh yeah, I was just looking at his. Yep, I was looking at his profile a little while ago. Let me see. Oh yeah, he said that he can't keep up with the business that he has currently there in Fairbanks, but he's doing very well with it.
Yeah, it's just hard for him to find people.
Mm-hmm.
That city people. I was helping him. And he would a lot, and he'd pay me $100 an hour, but I just couldn't always be there to help him, you know.
Yeah, you got your own things going on.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. So, okay, well, I put a note in here that my phone number is on the bottom of the email, so you can call me next week if you have any questions or if you want to get set up. But if I don't hear from you, I'll follow up on Wednesday, okay?
Okay. I'll talk to you again.
Okay, sounds perfect. You're welcome, Erin. I enjoyed talking to you. Take care of the little one, and then I'll follow up with you next week. So have a nice weekend.
All right, you too. Bye.
Thank you. Okay, bye.